The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com. Moberly Regional Medical Center.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on Tuesday, June the 24th. We're going to talk about a wonderful organization in our community that does so much good for so many people, and that is the Salvation Army. And I've got two really special people here today. Cindy Chapman.
Hi, Paul.
We go back a long, long way.
Absolutely.
And Major Richard Trimble. It's good to have you here.
Good to be
Major.
Here.
Now, Salvation Army and Harbor House, what do you want to start with? Because you've got so much to talk about.
Well, Harbor House is seeing, once again, a lot of residents. We have seniors. We have parents with children there, single men, single women. We're the only shelter that accommodates the parents with children.
Mm-hmm.
And
you've got veterans, too, don't you?
We do have veterans. We serve our nation's finest.
Yeah.
Once again this year, it's a cooling center. So people can come in to get away from that extreme heat because you know we're going to have
it.
So
the fact that it is a cooling center, you are asking people if they can help out by donating laundry detergent?
Yes, because people can come in and do their laundry, you know, people who maybe are near homeless, mm-hmm. who, you know, they're just a step away.
Mm-hmm.
So we can help them with that.
And paper towels,
yes.
Canned drinks.
You know,
for those of us who are blessed to have a roof over our house, over our head, and have food on the table,
mm-hmm.
it's difficult to realize that there are people out there who really are one step away from being homeless,
mm-hmm.
not knowing if next week they're going to be able to have a place that they call their own.
Right, right. And as testament to that, over the last 6 months, Harbor House has served over 25,000 meals. That's phenomenal.
25,000 meals?
Yes, to the
since the first of the year.
No, in the last 6 months.
That's a lot of food.
But that helps those people who maybe wouldn't have a meal, you know, if it weren't for the Salvation Army Harbor House. And that's the lunch meal that they serve every day.
So if people listening and you want to help out, you can make a donation to the Salvation Army.
Yes.
You can make a donation of money or of your time. Or laundry detergent, or paper towels, or canned goods, anything that you can afford. Now, I want to turn to Major Richard Trimble because I see something here that he has an exciting opportunity. And I don't know what this exciting opportunity is, so you're going to tell us.
Well, Harbor House, you know, folks really identify with Harbor House and want to help. And so we have come up with a new opportunity for folks to help, and that is an Adopt-A-Room program. And in the Adopt-A-Room program, a family, an individual, an organization, a church, whatever, can adopt one of our sleeping rooms, and we put up a plaque stating whoever it was that adopted that room. And then they help provide the bedding for that room, and they can provide pictures for the walls and rugs and things like that if they want to. So it gives them an opportunity to kind of have a connect with the Harbor House that they normally wouldn't have.
So when you say adopt a room, are they then responsible for taking care of this room?
Yes, they would come in and they could make decisions as to how it is furnished and those.
Do they clean the room too?
Nope, nothing like that. And one of the things we try to let people know and we emphasize is the fact that Harbor House is the home for the people who live there.
Right.
So the kind of in and out and having people inside the Harbor House, we kind of limit as much as we can because you're in a sense invading their space, mm-hmm. where they live. So the Adopt-A-Room program is simply a way to connect with the residents of that room by providing linens and like the bedspreads, those kinds of things, or the throws or whatever.
A dresser may be needed.
Right, or something like that. And then they keep that up on an ongoing basis, and it kind of takes on the personality of whoever it is that is adopting.
So how many rooms do you have available for adoption?
Six unit rooms.
Six separate rooms.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So if somebody listening today wants to adopt a room, how do they get started? Adopting a room.
Yeah, the first thing they would do would be to call the shelter. And
that number is?
Is
442-1984.
1984.
Right. Ask for Brenda.
Ask for Brenda.
Brenda's the shelter director there.
Okay.
And they could come and visit. They could look at the room. The rooms are different as far as how they're configured. We have a men's dorm, a women's dorm, then we have family units.
So are you needing furniture for the room? Are you just needing...
No.
You're needing... The furniture is there.
Yeah.
What you're needing is bedspread. You're needing sheets.
Curtains.
Curtains.
Rugs. Maybe some throw rugs. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if a dresser broke down, then a dresser would be needed. You know.
Right.
But we're not talking about the larger ticket items. But, like, if they adopted a family room, then everything in that room would kind of coordinate and match. And then they could come in from time to time and check the condition of the furnishings and make sure everything's...
Do they actually meet the people then that are in the rooms or not?
Well, there's a possibility. They probably wouldn't.
Okay.
Because they would probably come during the daytime, and most of our residents are gone.
Okay. So if they're interested in adopting a room, or if you're just interested in helping out in any way, the exciting opportunity is adopting a room. But there are many exciting opportunities that you can help in a lot of different ways. And, you know, you may say, well, I don't have a whole lot of money. You don't have to have a whole lot of money. Just a little donation helps, because then it's all pooled together. Mm-hmm. So 442-1984 is the telephone number to call for the Salvation Army if you want to help out. Anything else that you want to mention? We got about a minute left here.
Salvation Army camps are well underway at Camp Mahaska down in Bourbon, Missouri. And Salvation Army for a long time has been providing opportunities for kids who wouldn't have the possibility of going to camp. And so thanks to the generosity of donors, we're able to provide that.
Okay. A lot going on with the Salvation Army, not just at Christmas time. And you think, we think of the Salvation Army at Christmas time with the red kettles and ringing the bells, but it's something that they're helping folks in our community 365 days of the year. If it's a leap year, it's 366 days a year.
Absolutely.
Got
right.
It. Okay.
And our thrift stores are always, there for donations Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5.
Okay, Cindy, thank you. Thank you so much for coming by. And Major Richard Trimble's pleasure. Tell your wife I said hi too, okay? We're out of time for today. Tomorrow, Mel Zelenik, Consumer News and Travel Tips, our topic. Our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute, Audio Pat Akers, KBIA, our floor director, Lowell Thomas, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mouser. That number for the Salvation Army, 442-1984. Bye-bye.